the president's interview, he indicated that it wasn't very clear. The computations of the figure was not clear. He said something to the effect that 2 billion had been declared, but they suspected that it could have been 15 billion or more that had been realized from the diamond proceeds. So it basically means, by the nature of the, let me call it a crime, by the nature of the crime itself, in unquantified diamond carats, it's going to be very difficult for anybody to come up with a precise figure of what happened, because it's things that were, it's the diamonds that were pilfering.
Let's get to you, Mr. Mkwananzi. What do you think about this amount?
As people of Zimbabwe, we are disheartened and dismayed that such kind of kleptomania has happened under the nose of the president. And it's actually very funny that he's the one who comes out now to say such kind of an amount of money was stolen. Where was he when this was happening? Really, wasn't he part of the scam that caused such kind of siphoning of such a strategic national resource, such as, diamond, in a country which actually needed that kind of huge, massive financial injection at that juncture when the economy was crumbling and needed to be mended? So we are really very disappointed that a whole president will come out now and look around and say such a thing happened. He actually must consider resigning with his entire entourage of cabinet.
Mr. Mangwana, it appears as if this is the song throughout Zimbabwe. What can you say?
The disappointment is understandable. It's across all quarters. You only need to pick the people's voice, which is our ZANU-PF mouthpiece this week. You would find it has got diamonds, the issue of 15 billion, splattered all over the place. So it basically means the sentiment is across the political divide. But let's not forget that this loss is predicted to have happened between 2009 and probably now. In between, we had a government of national unity. In between, we had a joint cabinet. And the cabinet makes collective decisions. The cabinet has got collective responsibility. So, yes, the president was head of that state, with also another head of government with him as well, and the cabinet. So if everybody should take responsibility for it. There is no one particular person. Yes, I understand those who say the buck stops with him. That's fair enough. But this is criminal activity. So with criminal activity, you cannot simply say, okay, because the house has been burgled, then let's punish the father. Come on. It's criminal. That's it.
Mr. Mkwananzi, so he says punish everybody. And there was a minister responsible for the mines ministry, by the way. Who has to be punished here, apart from the president?
Like he rightly points out, this is the time of the GNU. And Comrade Dendaibiti has said before, who actually was the Minister of Finance then, it appears that there was a deliberate attempt to undermine his ministry then and suffocate it and deny it of revenue, so that then they were going to project him as a failure, at the helm of that ministry. So they created some detour avenues around that ministry that were outside the parameters of official regular government structures that were then used to access the revenues that were realized from the diamonds in Tiatwa. And these are the monies that were used in various areas across the country to finance not government projects, but ZANU-PF projects, including, oiling their machine for the next elections that were going to be held. Otherwise, where do you think they got that kind of money to, campaign in that election, where the Minister of Finance was reluctant to facilitate the elections because in the state coffers, there was nothing. But it appears money was there somewhere, and ZANU-PF was pushing strongly for an election. So you can see that we can't speak of just isolating and targeting the Minister of Mines only. They were all involved, the army, the police. Just forget about members of the MDC who were in the government of unity. They don't know anything about that diamond.
Now, Mr. Mangwana, those people are asking, where is the money? So what is the way forward?
First thing first, come on. Tendai Biti is basically self-absorbing in his own self-promotion and aggrandizement here. You would think the whole ZANU-PF was targeted at him. So if the money was somewhere where it was being diverted from his access, now where is it?